It's time for Talking Trash.
I can't really hear what Jeremy says because I got my two Stanley Cup rings plugging my ear.
Say what?
Steven, the guys bring people to the table and decide their fate.
They tell me George is good, but I'm twice as nice, and I'm going to stick to his butt like white on rice.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
I'm not listening to you. You're crazy.
Brought to you by Sanipac. Proud to be the area's recycling leader for over 40 years. Visit them at sanipac.com. Sanipac, we are green.
Son, I got to do better than this.
What up, yo? Welcome back, Sports Talk. Final segment of the 4 o'clock hour on a Thursday. That means Talking Trash Time, brought to you by Sanipac, proud sponsors of University of Oregon Athletics. They thank you for recycling at the games. They help compost over 1,000 pounds of food waste out of the Mo Center every home football game.
Over 1,000.
Look for green trash receptacles and blue recycling containers at every game. Yeah, so it's like 1,001, right?
Yeah.
It's over.
It's very ironic that it's Thursday because that's my pickup day and I'm a Santa Pac customer. And so I'm like that just because now they're part of the show. As I'm walking, as they're driving by, I always give the wave with the doggies, like, and thank you. Like, they have any idea that I'm giving them a thank you wave. They think it's just me being gracious.
Are you using their free app to remind you of the pickup days?
I don't. I'm very in tune to recycling and
he's better than that.
Putting out the trash.
Well, that's a very nice job then, Steve. You can visit SantaPack.com to find out more information about them if you want to. So this is Talking Trash. We are going to bring up some trash talk from this week and rank it. Or we're going to bring up some people who need to be thrown in a trash receptacle and say where they should go. It is a three-rank system. We have recycling bin, dump, and incinerator from bottom to top. Who's going to start?
I'm going.
You're going.
I want to start with Mary Gaspar. She's the pregnant girlfriend of FIU tight end Jonnu Smith. Smith's seasoned and possibly career came to an end after Gaspar poured boiling water on him after she felt neglected in their relationship and they had an argument. She then said that his reaction was not good enough for her after having the boiling water poured on him, and she began to hit him as well.
Good God. So here's my fear is we do this segment, we record this segment, we put this out on Twitter, and then it's out in the world.
True.
So what happens if she finds it? That's what I'm saying.
Thank goodness she couldn't be farther away and be in the continental United States.
She's off the list. Off the list.
We've brought up some people before that certainly could have heard the stuff that we've said about them on this.
That's true.
And I've not worried about it before, so I'm not worried about it now.
Where are you putting her, man?
Incinerator.
By the way, his name is Nick Rogers, just in case.
Don't let his Twitter handle fool you. It's at Rick Nodgers.
By the way, yeah, I think you got to incinerate that.
Yeah, I'm with you both.
By the way, the name is Gasper.
Hold your damn horses, man. We're burning stuff over here.
Almost as bad as disrespecting the bell. I should be ashamed of myself.
Who do you think you are?
I just heard Gasper, and there used to be a dive bar named Gasper's where we used to have to go meet our bookie to pay and collect. I don't know. Go ahead.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, really glad you tried to interrupt the fire sound effect for that, Steve. All right, my turn. I actually got some trash talk. The Thunder's Enes Kanter and Kevin Durant. The two teams played last week. Kanter was on the bench. Durant was standing in the rebound line for a free throw. Durant was going off against the Warriors, having a huge game. According to reports, Kanter got his attention and asked Durant why he didn't play like that during the playoffs last year.
That's a good one.
Obviously, Durant got a little bit mad. After the game, Durant, by the way, responded by saying he was talking to me. How many minutes did he play? Three? So I think we're going with Kanter's trash talk about asking why he didn't do that in the playoffs last year.
That's pretty good.
During a game, that's pretty good. I mean, to Durant's point, Kanter didn't really play in the game, so how good can it really be? But
yeah, it is interesting. Running trash talk from the bench is a bold strategy.
It's a bold move.
Because you are essentially kind of like a VIP plus fan at that point.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him.
What do you guys got?
I think recycle, or no, the middle one, the dump.
Yeah,
the dump.
I'm Dumpstein.
I like it.
Wait for it.
Be good.
Wow, that is That was a long sounder.
That was. It took a while. A long way to go and a short time to get there. All right. I've said for many years those who chant SEC, SEC, SEC about the greatness of that conference, you can have it. Get a life. It's one sport in college, and you better be outstanding because it's all you care about. I meant it tongue-in-cheek until this week. Alabama coach Nick Saban said, and I quote, "I didn't even know it was happening. We're focused on other things here." Really?
Lying.
You really expect people who are not in a Crimson Tide-induced coma
Lying.
To believe you did not know this presidential election was happening 2 days ago? It reveals my theory about the twisted priorities of those people. Not to mention, it's a lie.
Yeah, he's lying. That's 100% a lie.
So that comment, "I didn't even know it was happening," were focused on other things.
What question was asked to him? Like, I forgot that.
They asked him about the presidential election.
You know, he could have just said, "That's my own business. I don't want to talk about it." He could have just said that.
Instead,
like everyone else probably
lie
should.
In your face.
Yeah, you don't have to lie to everybody, Saban. I don't know. Does he get a little bit of a pass just because he's always a jerk like this?
But you're really going to say this president? It's not
come
midterms.
On, man.
Yeah,
come
feels,
on,
yeah.
man.
Come on, man.
I don't know. What do you got it, Steve?
Well, you got it.
This is
I'm
yours. You brought it up.
I'm bordering on incinerating it, but I could see other directions, so that's why I'm throwing it out there.
Dump.
I think dump, too.
All right, dump that chunk.
You going to do the whole thing?
I'm going to jump in. I'm sticking with the SEC. I'd like to nominate the SEC East. We know that the SEC East is not great.
All of it?
Yeah, because now, according to an SB Nation writer who uses some fancy mathematical formula, the SEC East is rated as a worse division than the Mountain Division in the Mountain West.
Wow.
That means Wyoming, Boise State, New Mexico, Colorado State, Utah State and Air Force are considered better on a weekly basis on it, like playing any other average team than Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, Kentucky, South Carolina, Missouri, and Vanderbilt.
That's awesome.
So by the math that they use, the SEC East is 1 point better on any week against any other team, and the Mountain West Mountain Division is 2 points better against any team any given week. That is absolutely terrible.
So we're ranking the level of trash that the SEC East is?
Yes.
they're still the SEC, so we got to put them like in the middle or something, right? Even if they're bad, they're still the SEC.
They're
right?
10th in this poll. In this ranking, they're like
That's
ninth
awesome.
Or 10th.
That's awesome.
Wow. I'm not ready to incinerate that one. But
I think recycle bin.
All right, then just recycle it.
Okay.
You have time for another one.
I got one here.
All right.
I got a trash nominee, the Baseball Writers Association of America, for leaving Zach Britton off the list of Cy Young finalists. 47 of 47 on saves, had a .54 ERA. There were like a lot of other great pitchers in baseball. He was untouchable and consistent. So to leave him off the list of finalists is ridiculous. Like he might not win the Cy Young. I'm not saying he should win the Cy Young. He got to be a finalist.
I mean, but they still voted for him. So, and I don't they just take the top three guys that got the votes and then they announce the winner. So while he probably got votes, I guess maybe there's other pitchers in the AL that should have been better. But he probably could have been top three. He might have been fourth, but you're not just gonna put Zach Britton up there to be fourth, and that's the only category you put four guys in.
I had him as the Cy Young winner if I had a vote.
I think this is ridiculous. Maybe dump for me?
All right, let's dump it. Get rid of it.
Man, we're using this one a lot.
We'll be back tomorrow at the end of talking.
Are we sticking forks? All right, that wraps up the 4 o'clock hour with more sound effects than you get in a knockdown, shoot 'em up movie.
It's good, but
in sends around
needs more sound effects.
Yeah, it
I
definitely
feel.
Does.